The Bass Conversations with your host, Teddy Abroqua, the Soundboy T.
Yes, yes, yes. Teddy Abroqua here, the Soundboy T. Oh man, where do we even start? Mr. London. That's the name I'm going to give you today, Mr. London. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, we have none other than the legend himself, Kwabena Kwabena. He's so good that he was named twice.
Yeah, I think.
Kwabena Kwabena.
Nice man.
Oh man.
Yeah, nyamiasi.
Yeah, the nyamiasi pa. Yeah, the nyamiasi pa. So we are here with the legend himself, Kwabena Kwabena.
I mean,
singer, songwriter, you know, a very traditional businessman too. Yeah. I'm sure after this conversation, you understand why. Yeah. You know, this is somebody that we love in London. We love around the world, not just within the Ghanaian community. Mm-hmm. If you mention his name to any African, you know, who loves, or anyone who loves Afrobeat, they have at least one favorite track that right. that you've sung, you know.
Right.
When we talk about high life music from the motherland Ghana, you know exactly what we mean. Where do I even start? Whether from Ghana or from London. But anyway, I think the most important thing is to welcome you. Welcome to the Bass Conversations, you know. On this platform, what we do is we learn from experience. You know, we share some of the stories that we've not, you know, put out there. We share that kind of conversation here. So as the next generation, or even people who are further down the line in their line of work, can at least learn from it too.
That's right.
That's what we do. We celebrate as well.
That's right.
And we give you your flowers too. So I saw your party in the park yesterday. Incredible performance.
And even before
you went on stage, yeah. the build up, you know, yeah. you were so excited, you were on live, you know, you were
you
showing.
You know what I mean? Like, it was quite an experience, you know. And to also have that opportunity to vibe with the new breed of our music and how well they are doing, how their sound is so like, you know, so pumping right now. It's getting almost every Ghanaian dancing and every other African person also dancing to our beat. Mm. You know, so it was a celebration, you know what I mean? Like, to get in there and kind of like have a good time with all of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Ghana party in the park. And I mean, you're no stranger to London.
Yeah.
Every hall party, you know, every house party,
mm-hmm.
every yeah. party in general, you yeah. know, you're bound to hear us all, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, something different. You've created so much classics, man. And we're yeah. talking party in the park. You saw how much, you know, they loved you.
It was incredible. It was epic. I mean, you know, I am so humbled by the reception London gives me almost every time I'm here. And yesterday on the park was just like something I just can't forget. Thank you, London. Thank you so much. And
on behalf of everyone, yeah, I say welcome. You are welcome. we are so grateful to have you
thank
as well.
You.
But how are you? How are you, man?
Bro, I'm so
you're looking
good.
Very well, man.
Thank
you're looking
yeah,
very well.
I'm looking after myself. Mm. You know? I try to be very, very organic as possible. I know.
What do you mean? Only organic food?
Yes. What I mean is, I mean, that is the reason why I chose to even live close to the beach.
Oh, you know, when somebody lives close to the beach, it means, yeah. you know, they the people with the most dough.
The
people with the most dough.
Oh, we in Africa, I don't know. We in Ghana, we are blessed. With,
of course.
A beautiful coastline. Mm. And, you know, at least you can at least do one or two when you try here and there.
I see you put your work out on your social media sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
What's fitness to you now? I mean, let me rephrase, because it's not now, because,
yeah.
you know, you mentioned that that's
for a while.
You like yeah. to live well, yeah. you know. Fitness. But what keeps you in that frame of mind that you want to keep pushing yourself every day?
You know, I think it's something which I find very interesting one. And two, I also want to be active in terms of my career. And then again, too, I'm a live performer, so I need to be able to keep fit and be able to do 2, 3, 4 hours on stage if possible.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? So at least I need to keep shape too. And then again, I am a brand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we need to keep the brand going. We need to make sure that the brand is also appealing.
Mm.
You know, so all comes together.
Together in a package. So living close to the beach, food fresh.
Yeah, home-cooked food.
You were telling me a story about how your mom, pretty much growing up, will cook everything, you know, whatever that you want to eat. Let's talk about growing up and what mom used to do.
Growing up was beautiful, I'd say, because we lived, my mom and dad, we lived in a compound house in Bubiashi.
That's part of Accra, yeah.
Yeah, that's where I was born.
Oh, okay.
I remember my dad had two cars. He had the VW Beetle, and then he had the VW, the bus type, which was like a party bus, kind of, you know. Yeah. But then he was then building our house at Ashimota.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's how come I knew he was.
But it's incredible how they used to do it, you know. Regardless of the income, they still managed to sort their priorities right, yeah.
You see, what it is I feel we should learn more from our forefathers, and we learn more from our fathers and our parents, you know what I mean? Because you see, opinion only should grow or abache. So that was it. And from Bubiashi to Datu's, and then we had to move out of the house, the compound. We have to move to our own house now at Ashimota. So we moved, and then we stayed at Ashimota, and then to Green Hill at Ashimota.
Green Hill School.
Green Hill School,
yeah. They had the green
at Ashimota. Yeah.
The old one was at Ashimota Station.
Yeah, the Ashimota Station.
So what's happened to it? Have they moved it? Because
matter of fact, there's nothing like Green Hill right now, crap. You know, it moved to.
Oh, so it's completely gone.
Yeah, it moved to St. John's, around the St. John's Grammar School area.
Yeah.
And then I think another school took over.
But back then, that was the because I was in the other, I was at St. John's Preparatory.
That's right.
Yeah, so it was the only two preparatory schools
around that area.
Incredible.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
So the thing is, you know, we grew up around, you know, each other.
That's,
and I never knew you sang,
that's,
you know.
That was quite shocking. Like, wow, like, you know.
So this is our childhood playing football together.
It's a small world, you know.
Very small world.
Yeah.
My uncle, he rest in peace, you know, Mr. Kontor. He worked with Cocoa Board, so he lived in CFC.
Yeah.
You know, so you know my cousins, Kwame, Kanto, and CP, and all the guys. Yeah. You know, so we had a very interesting, you know, growing up. The community were all together, particularly
right.
the boys.
That's
you
right.
know.
That's right.
And it was actually one of my cousins that reminded me that you remember Kwabena when, you know, back in the day.
Yeah, they used to call me George.
George. Yeah, exactly. That was the name, George. Yeah. George.
Yeah.
You remember George? And I said, ooh. And he said, oh, the singer. You had it in you back then. Because this is something that, you know, was...
I mean, it was something that I was doing, but I think they only knew that I could sing along some songs very well. That's what I feel they knew. But they didn't know anything about me having the dream to actually do something like that, because I never spoke about it to anybody. Matter of fact, even my own parents, I didn't talk to them about it. They saw me do a lot with music growing up. But then when I started recording for a little while before.
Who was recording you then?
Matter of fact, what happened was somewhere around 1998.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where there's this friend of mine who actually was going for an audition, and he knew I could sing. And then he just asked me to
tag along.
Yeah, like sing. Or he was a rap. Like he raps.
Oh, okay.
Hip life. That kind of thing.
Who's this?
Native. This guy called Native. I don't know. Could you? Native. I don't know. Native. He was in the area too.
I probably will know him.
Yeah, you will know him.
Yeah, I probably will know him, yeah.
You will know him. So he actually got me to actually sing for, we did that thing at some studio. It's a long time. So he actually took the piece to an audition.
Okay.
It was Hasha Studios.
Oh, yeah. Because that was the hub.
Right. Mm. Right.
Hasha, yeah.
Right. So I said Native. Omamba, sorry. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, we went out there. He went out there to the audition. And then they heard me on the tape.
Mm.
And then they asked him to bring me.
Oh, okay.
So, that's how it all started. So, the CEO saw me and was like, okay, you sang on this. Like, yeah. Do you write music? Like, yeah. Okay. Start recording that. So, it's like my very first... You know, major recording started from like an ultra modern studio. Like,
yeah, Hashash was plus, a very
Hashash
yeah,
studio.
JQ
JQ came later on.
Yeah.
It started with Hubert Kofi and U-Beats. U-Beats actually was the one who started, was the first resident engineer at Hashash Studios. You know what I mean?
But that's a very famous place, you know, that's Big Back recorded that, there, you I know,
mean,
VIP.
You know what I mean?
Everyone,
so,
pretty
so
much.
So that was when, after U-Beats, then Hammer came in.
Yeah, Hammer as well, yeah.
And then JQ, and then, I mean, a whole lot of, there was another one, King Cyrus.
Yeah. Where are all these guys?
Yeah, you know
I mean? Don't hear them anymore, yeah. You know. Because King Cyrus were like, you know, wicked producers.
Yes,
well. Yeah. Very so, wicked. But how do you hide such a thing from your parents? So when they only found out when you were like almost at the break of your career.
No, not almost at the break. What happened? They found out after I had brought a couple of works home.
Okay.
And I'll be playing some songs in my room and be like, is that you singing?
Because they can tell the voice.
Yeah. And then I'll be like, yeah. I'll be like, oh, it's nice. So my dad was such a fan. Matter of fact, when I recorded my first album, a song like Mayor, I recorded and I was in my, like when I brought the master home, I was playing in my room and he knocked at my door and he entered. He's like, when you come up,
you know, as a boy, that's what you were looking for. You know that seal of approval from
you
pops.
Know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
yeah. So,
how beautiful, man. Yeah. That's touching.
Yeah,
I both of them are around.
No, my dad passed. May he rest in peace. 2013. Yeah.
You know, when you lose that, it's you know, different. Losing anyone is obviously different, but when somebody that's so inspirational to you,
yeah,
you know.
He was my number one fan.
Yeah, of course. He's you've told us the story,
yeah.
You know.
He's
proud. I mean, seeing you, like, I'm sure when he's out there and he hears your music, he comes almost.
Yo, he was such a fan, and you know, my dad was such a good dancer too.
Like, oh, he had moves.
Yeah, he had his moves. And my dad was like somebody who parties a lot. Like, he likes to have fun. You know what I mean? So
that's where you go the swag from, yeah. Because your dressing on stage yesterday was, I mean, you took us back in the days with your bell bottom.
You know what I mean? Yeah, with my bell bottom.
You grew up in the right area, man.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Yeah,
you
my
know.
Dad.
Stylist, you know. Ooh. They say stylist, class is permanent. That's what they say.
Would you,
yeah.
Man, like class. You know what I mean? So.
What was the inspiration for you, music-wise, you know, before you started doing it? What were the kind of music that you were listening to?
Oh, man. You know who I'll be listening to, man. This guy is a party guy. So my dad literally, like, every Saturday will bring his speakers out of the room.
Mm.
Yeah, he'll bring his, like, he has stuff like a DJ. Oh, okay. He's got his headsets, he's got his everything.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, for real. You know what I mean? And then he has his vinyl, the LPs.
LPs, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he has them, and then he arranges cassettes, and then we're up from the, I mean, for the day. The whole weekend from the morning. He's going to play, God knows, every genre of music.
Mm.
That, like, he had a wide collection, yeah. From reggae to soul to high life to traditional, like he used to play Wulome. There are times he would play some bobo music.
So that's how you can give us Aso. You can give us adult music and can jump on a track with like something like D Black and do a hip hop track. Because you know my ears were shaped very broadly.
Was such a wide listener. I still have some videos. He obviously of the whole thing.
So. Oh, he was ready. Yeah, he was ready.
He was so ready.
Yeah. But musically, who are some of your inspiration, like artists?
I took a lot of inspiration from like back in the days as a kid. Back in the days, I go down to Lionel Richie, Diana Ross.
Oh, okay.
Go come to even Dolly Parton.
Oh yeah,
all of them true. And then come through to the days of the R. Kellys. You know what I mean? Yeah, like the Babyface, like the Joe Thomases.
So the voice as well, because one thing that you're looking younger and younger. Yeah. You know, you don't eat any junk stuff. You know, you're eating proper, exercising.
It is only when I travel abroad, that's when.
I mean, you are excused. I mean, you know, you can.
Yeah,
you
taste can a little bit.
Taste, you know, taste wherever. The thing is, when we travel, we tend not to do what the locals do. That's a mistake. You have to actually enjoy how people live.
And when you go to Rome, you do what Romans do,
yes.
That's what I'm saying.
But one thing that's always the extinct, like, since you started, is your voice, you know. Yesterday, even at such an, you know, outdoor event, but you could hear the notes. I heard someone behind me say, "This boy can sing," you know. they believe you. I'm telling you, they believe you where you are. They believe that it's the same man who made this song. It is him on the stage. You know, they believe you. Because sometimes some artists, you don't even know whether they're the same people in the studio or, the, you know. How do you keep your voice?
I would say it's the greatest gift I could have ever received from the Most High God. You know, I don't do anything special.
You don't eat any carrots?
Nothing.
No carrot and nutmeg or something? You know, one of
nothing. I wake up and he's gifted it to me. And I hear melodies and I just put them to work. You know what I mean? So I cannot say anything. I can only be grateful to the Almighty God.
Amen.
Such a wonderful God. I thank you so much.
We thank you, Lord. We're going to pray before we leave anyway. Yeah. So when you see your work out there like that, you know, I was going to ask about your creative processes.
Yeah.
What is it like for you? You pen a lot down and then hit the studio. I mean, these days artists have studios and they have their own recording process at home. So,
okay,
what's been the inspiration, or how has it been creating such hits like Aso? You know, dance to some that you can touch our hearts as well. You know, you've got it all. What's the process
you see,
like?
What it is I know, say Achede, and every time I am inspired to do anything like music, I am always in that kind of space that
appreciative.
It is a gift,
and
that I'm ready to receive more. That's it. So I kind of like not pressure to write music like right there and there and then, but with time, he gives.
I'm gonna. Yeah. Aso is my favorite. One of my favorite tracks. You know, you have so much that we, depending on the mood you're in. You know, if you wake up, you're in a party mood. Mm-hmm. There is one for you. If you are feeling very remorseful and want to, you know, bear your heart out, there is one for you. If you want to get a vibe and start, you know, the love life, there is one for you as well. And if you want to be just out there as well, you know, there's adult music, you know, just to get real up on it.
Yeah.
Yesterday, one thing that I saw that was, and I was just filled with pride, you know, because we were backstage at Ghana Party in the Park. Sarkodie and Cream Promise were there, you know, shout out to them and a lot of other familiar faces.
And Sack.
Eddie Caddy, you know, all these.
And King. Yeah. King Promise. Shunks,
you know, shouts to a lot of, I saw a lot of familiar faces.
That's right.
When you hit the stage, I mean, I know other artists, they were jumping along as well, you know, but the passion with which they were singing to us all and some of your other tracks, you know, it made me feel so proud that, you know, you're not just touching hearts of the crowd, but your fellow artists as well. Who has been one of the fans that kind of shook you a bit, that you found out that they enjoy what you do?
I'll tell you something. It has been that energy through and through and through.
Mm.
For, I don't know, as long as I've been in this industry, I've never been in a space where we have never celebrated each other's music.
It's very important, man. It was just beautiful to see, man.
Yeah, so it's an energy I know we all have.
Mm.
And so everywhere we are, we kind of like enjoy our music. You know what I mean? Because... if you saw me before I went on stage.
I saw a bit of you. You were in high spirits, boy. Is that your usual thing you do?
Yes.
Before you hit the stage.
Exactly. Like I enjoy my fellow artists and their performance, and you know, we all throw our weights behind them to pump up the energy so we can all enjoy the energy and enjoy the ambience.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because when the party is exciting, we all enjoy the ambience and we all have a feel of the ambience.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So it's very important.
Because it goes both ways.
That's,
you know,
what I'm saying. That's,
if you are saying, in high spirits, the crowd is going to give you back that.
So we keep up the energy, and then everybody is going to have some fun over there.
Oh, exactly. I mean, that's who was there that didn't have fun, you know?
Yeah, it was fun. I had a lot of fun, trust me. It's like, wow. Yo. Akwaba UK, man, I want to be part of this every year.
Now we will. I'm sure everybody will say yes. You know, we would love to have you around. You know, because you're not just you know, with a fine voice, but you're also a performer as well. You are active on the stage. You know, what did that come from, the sound system that your dad used to?
You know,
did you perfect your art of performance?
Did you see the energy out there?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They transfer it to me.
Mm.
They transfer it to me, man. Like, you guys were awesome. Like, wow.
We're here with a legend, you know, Kwabena Kwabena. Of course, you know, he's down to earth as well. You know, we talked about food.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to revisit that a little bit. You know, because it's showing right through you, you know.
You know, my mom is a great cook.
Mm.
Yeah, she cooked everything.
So do you cook yourself?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
She might cook everything. Everything. Matter of fact, I'm kind of a bit, I don't want to say I'm fussy about food, but I like good food.
So, what's the best that you what's your signature?
My signature. I don't really have like a signature, but I can cook a wide range of, you know, Ghanaian food. I can cook a very wide range.
You can cook to her heart. Yeah. To her heart desires.
Yeah, I can cook a very wide range. You name it, all of them.
Mm.
Yeah,
but I love what you're doing. You know, we don't tend to get to celebrate each other as much as, you know, we'd like to. You know, as an artist, it's important that not only just enjoy the old hits, because you're still creating and you go through phases that you want us to come along with you as well. You've got a new one out. Let's talk about a new sound. Because before we sat down, you played me something that's yet to come out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But let's talk about the one that's out now.
Kwadide is a single of my Sith studio album.
Six.
Number six, yeah.
Six albums. Yeah. Woohoo. Wow.
Yeah. And you know, it's an album I, you know, I see it's so dear to my heart. So dear to my heart because
when was the last time you released one?
Last one I released one was in 2018.
Okay, so good 3 years.
Yeah, yeah, 3 years in hibernation and trying to figure out the best thing to bring to the fans. Mm. And my whole aim was to get you to actually be vibing to this album from track to track to track to track.
You've taken your time with it.
Without skipping, like taking your time with it. So that was the whole aim for the crafting of this album. You know, and
just pure vibes. I mean, you're living by the beach, so come on.
You know what I mean? So I wanted to touch on every reality of life. You know what I mean? Like, I want you to listen to a song and find yourself drowned in the music.
Mm.
Okay? So that's why it took time. And, you know, God being so good, we're all done. We are the mastering and the mixing and the tightening up table.
By so definitely means, this year.
Definitely, I mean, October 17th, my birthday.
Oh, he's even got a date. Ready.
Yeah. October 17th, my birthday, I'll give you an album.
And we gain all aspects of vibes. Yeah.
Trust me. We're talking about everything. We're talking about heartbreak. We're talking about relationship. We're talking about heartbreak. We're talking about sex. We're talking about vibes. We're talking about life. We're talking about realities. You know,
mm-hmm.
We're talking about, you know, friends.
Yeah, of course.
And best friends.
Yeah.
You know, and what best friends really means.
Because you've had your fair share of, you know, experiences growing up.
Yeah.
You know, you've lost loved ones. You've lost, you would know best. but speaking to you, it's not everyone who get the opportunity to have such, you know, off camera conversation and, and speak and, you know, very matured in your approach, you know, very, very, you know, grown head in the way you speak and the way, you know, you treat people, not just me, but even people around.
That's right.
You know, you spoke to my sister-in-law, you know, very beautifully. She's your number one fan. She is. Big up Daniela.
Yes. Yeah. Big up to you. Number one fan.
Nice. But doing this album, you know, what are you doing different from what you've done in the past?
The other five. What is different this time is we're working with a new brand now, and we will launch the brand logo.
Okay.
Very soon, the brand logo is gonna come in merchandises. You know what I mean? Yeah, we're going to be doing something for the beautiful Kwabena fans out there, especially the ladies.
Mm. Oh, of course. 99% of the fans.
I thought about the ladies and I want to give them a gift. And what of a gift of a merchandise can I give my ladies out there? Since I live at the beach.
Mm.
So I want to give them bikinis.
Oh, you're ready.
Yeah. So
when they start coming to your place to come and have a swim, then
you know what I mean. So
yeah.
We're going to be we have stuff like bikinis, we have stuff like bucket hats, we have stuff like beach shorts for guys. So like, you know, beach apparel. You know, we're trying to promote how you beat me and relax.
Yeah, it's important that we calm.
Yeah, because so sharing. Entertainment media space now looks like we are not so relaxed.
Everybody is on the edge.
Yeah, we are on the edge to do. I said, yeah, perceive my home machetes now. It's me butcher your home right there. I don't know. Minim the air pre homes though. But then, like, I really want to encourage everybody to act. Come on, turn it down.
Relax a bit. Relax. Yeah, just chill.
You know, pay ice, cold, maybe pay ice chest. I bet in a beach, you know. Na pay book be that kind.
So you sit back and just read.
It wouldn't
read,
cost much. And I pay the money. National from our farm. And maybe wash your damn sand. You and your anxiety.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's quite a bit edgy out there. It's not encouraging. So we're trying to relax people through the music
and
preach more love and get people to to be in a more relaxed mood.
So, you know, from the first single, this Quite a Day is the first one.
Mm. I'm going to be releasing the next single pretty soon. When I touch down, I mean, the team back home ready.
Putting things together for you.
Yeah, putting things together for us to be able to release that. So definitely, like in August, we're releasing that one. By all means, before the second week of August, we're releasing. The schedule delayed a bit. Because of that, it's possible I release two singles. I'll just release two.
It's like you wait for the bus and then two comes out.
I just gave the phone. I was going to say I was going to release one, but you're going to hear two.
Oh, wow. We have that. We have that exclusive topic, you know.
Yeah.
We are very grateful.
Yeah.
You know, it's good that we ask, because if you don't ask, you don't get.
That's right.
So, I mean, music, putting out the music hasn't been a problem, you know, because I'm sure you have a lot of tracks that we don't get to hear, you know.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, knowing the artists how they operate, we have quite a number we recorded this
mm-hmm. season. Quite a number we recorded.
But has it been different? You know, I ask artists a lot this question. That you know, has it been different in pandemic creating music?
It's
how different has it been?
I say for creativity, it was worthwhile because you were kind of stuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But then for the business, it was quite a bit difficult.
Of course, yeah.
Most of us we earn from performances and all that, so it was quite a bit challenging. But at the end of the day, I say for a creative person, you always need that moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So yeah, that actually helped also be able to put together a lot of work.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So we recorded well over 20 songs.
Oh wow! Yeah. So we're gonna have lots of music, lots of music. But Kwabena, I mean, before we round up, you know, you've come through, like you describe your process, how you got a chance through an audition,
yeah,
and you are here today. You know, the music industry has changed, you know, drastically from how we used to know it from cassette days and all of that with the digital. I mean,
glory to God, because those days was difficult. It was difficult because, I mean, even to get to hear your own recording after you have recorded, I was so cocked up. A friend in cassette, Eba, na ya trimau. So what?
Or an MP3? Do
you go to empty cassette? Bibia wo empty cassette wo. What is it? So you can have it recorded for you,
of course.
So that you go home and you do your playback, you do your corrections. What is it? And then we migrated to CDs. Medium beto cassette in a chica crabby. And then we migrated to CDs. And now we studio via Ukita CDs.
Blank CDs, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Blank CDs. It's a so ton of DB never CD rom. You got it all there.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know. And today we have it, you know, digital and all of that. I think that this is the best to ever happen to music, because now we can confidently say music piracy from kakra, because now almost everybody is holding a smartphone, and you are accessing music through your smartphone. Fine, there'll be bootleg here once here and there, you know what I mean, but then it's better than when it was CDs, when ubitimi akwakosha them. We're trying to see this. No, they are fraudy anymore.
Because being a huge artist or somebody with like big records, you know, they tend to be the biggest one. You hear your music so much, but it's not really reflecting in like your pocket.
That's what I'm trying to say. So around the time, you know, there was no means to monetize, to actually assess it digitally, to actually also know it. Somebody will come and tell you something.
Whatever they say, you take.
You know what I mean? And here we are. You can access, Apple Music on your own. I mean, there are distributors here and there. There are people you can work with. You can have the right database and all of that. So,
but the thing is, you know, I mean, you spend time to research.
Yeah.
You know, having... Yeah,
right there.
I haven't spoken to you. I mean, I know exactly the type of person that, you know, you come across as, you know, you want to find information, you know. But one of the things with a lot of the artists that even came before you and around your generation of artists was keeping up with the times, you know, still kept to the old school ways of doing things, which primarily the music business, I mean, the structure is you still have to reach the consumer. So that traditional way of doing things is never going to go away. It's going to be there, but it's how you do it, the vehicle.
That's right.
A lot of people don't travel with the times like that, you know, but in your case, you seem to be moving with the times. How important is it for those who are still stuck on? Because I can say for a fact that there was, I don't want to put Fifi on it. Fifi Pratt. Yeah. You know, that's my big bro, my brother that I hold in high esteem. But he never wanted to do away with the CDs. He always wanted to travel to parties with his CDs. I think he's changed it now, you know. You know his excuse that he doesn't like the sound of he likes the real rich sound of CDs. Exactly. Yeah, you know. But you know, how important is it to keep up with the times, you know?
It's extremely important because technology is with us today, you know, and people who are manufacturing these things who we are using, when they migrate from there to somewhere else and you still keep using what they said they are not going to produce anymore. Because if I still say I want to be using CDs, and do you know how hard it is to find a CD player?
No demand, you know, the demand is very low.
The demand is very low, you know what I mean? So, and come on, you know what I mean? So, you just have to keep up with it, appreciate it. You see, my energy is, I am very grateful every day. Every day and what it presents to me, I take it and I say, Lord, I'm grateful.
Of course.
So when the times come, I say to him, I need to be part of these times.
Yeah.
So whatever I need to equip me to be part of these times.
Yeah. What's your process? Are you a reader? Like you mentioned that, you know, people should see at the beach and stuff.
Yes, like I love to, you know, to
Seek.
We
here will come
back. It's good to put it that way. Yeah. I like
seek
to
seek.
I'd like to seek.
Fine.
Yeah.
You know, one thing is, you know, relationship, you talked about how important is it to spread the love, you know. I mean, if we're looking for love doctors, we don't need to seek further. Your music alone is a testament of how, you know,
how love is supposed to be.
Is to be, yes. So when you have like, because you're a public person, you know, your relationship gets played out, you know, whatever, good or bad, you know. And I'm sure people do come up to you like wondering why that somebody that has such a heart and sings so much about love will be unlucky in certain situations or maybe.
that's the reason why I'm a human being. That makes me a human being, you know. So I say that it's life and everything that we need to experience with life, you know. And as it is, and as the gifts come and how it is, it speaks to all of us.
Of course.
You know what I mean? So I can only say it's very important that we look at love and everything the message about love is in a very critical way. You know what I mean? But the ultimate is God. He is love. And only Him is love.
You know, you'll never lose that smile. with such an attitude. I mean, whether good or bad, you know, you're so grateful.
Yeah, I'm so grateful. Yeah. I'm so grateful.
I know you're here. I'm going to ask you about, you know, just before we round up on the album anyway. Right. We'll round up on the album.
Right.
Because, I mean, that's the most important thing now, you know, once you have a new creation
that's
coming
right.
out,
that's
you know.
It.
But we know what is going on around us. You travel, you know, you see how industries work, you know, you see how structures work as well, you know. With our music industry in Ghana, you know, where we are now, What's your estimation of it? I had Mensah on the show. I asked him the same question. What's been some of the biggest learning for you? And to what can we...
You see, I'll say that it's time we kind of find a unified front.
When you say we, as artists or...
As industry players.
Mm, okay.
Because we are all sailing in a common boat.
So if it sinks, we all go down.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
We are all sailing in a common boat. So we need to get involved. Everybody needs to get involved. You know what I mean? If you have any opportunity that solves an industry problem, we should spread it out. Make it very, very, you know, open so that it benefits almost everybody.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
And that's a very significant change that we can all...
Yeah. So we all need to start to look at it that way and see how best we can all find some structure that trickles down and benefits almost every good act. So the moment you are a good act merging up from Ghana, we don't need to do much. All you need to do is concentrate on your craft. And those kind of structures supports you.
We'll take care of it.
If we can do that as a country, if we can do that as a unit, because I am good at my music. You know what I mean? I am only good at my music.
Yeah.
And probably what I can do in terms of what I do best to be on stage, to perform, to do what. Do you understand?
And you leave the rest to the others. Yeah.
I can never be jack of all trades. I will be a master of none. So leave me for me to be a master of my music.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody else be a master of something else. That can help both masters to achieve something.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's clearly missing.
It's so missing out there. Everybody, I don't know. Let me just.
Because we see a lot of artists, you know, in their older years, and it doesn't look good. You know, it's like.
That's what I'm saying. It means that the only reason why it doesn't look good is because they needed management. They needed things to be done well around their craft.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their finances and everything. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Of course, yeah.
So, if you left, since we are saying we don't appreciate how they're ending, if we left everything like that, and we keep doing that, unless, of course, in the last few generations, we can hit our chest and say that, hey, we have some great artists like the Patobas, the Kodiantries, the Daddy Lumbas, who are all doing good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How much it is.
just a handful. How about the bandmates, you know, the other people?
That's what I'm saying. If it can happen well, it can happen well when we all want to do the right thing. It's not like we don't know the right thing.
We know.
It's the will.
We know.
You understand what I'm saying?
Of course.
It is the will. Say, I didn't know, yeah, you know. Okay. I will see it to me, making sure, say, yeah, the login system. But it's very simple. It is very, very simple. This 2021. Ah, and why you know what? Why you're starting block on my coin? And my software, keke. Tebe, yeah. Say, why am I FM? We FM. Ebo on your moa. Obi enim se o. Obo on se. You understand what I'm saying? It's...
Just a little, yeah.
These little things.
Things, yeah.
Look so difficult in Ghana. Ah. And the only reason, then, nyanko pompeni
him. No, I think something really has to change. I mean, something has to change. It's like we need to go back to basics. Yeah,
because to be honest, there is no system that tells me, say, ebi akwabna, and then, you know, Yebonyum 3 minutes and I yebonyum 2 minutes.
Wow. That's all you need. Yeah.
That's all I need.
the data. And it's going to help you as well in your planning.
In your planning, when it's okay. And you may inquire. It can even help you to be a better artist.
Yeah, of course.
But here we are. We have the system, so in a certain way, which benefits a certain section.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
Because it's not like money's not coming. One way or the other, money's coming. But what's happening?
So where do we go?
The will. Where we have to go right now is the will. See, a bit to me. See, I'm a boom koto junior and pamucho. So, aye, ye munye nyami mua kumakakra. So, what do you say?
Yeah, of course.
Because it's the will. It's gotten to a point. It goes to everything down there in our country.
Of course.
What do you say? She Ghana. From 1992, ABC 2021. Every region, Nashagana Kessie, and the number of government appointees, Iowa.
The ratio is not proportional. Yeah.
We are. Your checks. Nashe Ghana, successful people. Successful people from 1992, basically 2021. All right, those who have excelled in terms of omoye esikafo, check it one more omoye self made. Check it's our percentage, Now, if you check your percentage, this is why are you politically driven?
It's up there.
There you go. So what you say? This will be a con or say, or be a politician. But in case here, and in case here, I did be a senka, a year to watch as soon to every take me time. Because it is service. Do you understand what I'm
saying? Of course, yeah.
But we have made it a position of luxury.
So the service element,
it's so missing.
Yeah.
It's so missing. And that's the kind of people we have decided to be. See, I say it is a will. I mean, cars will be here, they be here. But we have decided, say, they are here.
So until we change our minds,
because we are doing the right thing. I bet me one more kakra.
That is it's so bad that when it's good, it becomes surprising. Yeah,
can we hit our chest bullets? Oh, come on, we are on the right path. We are doing the right thing. Can we say that?
It's difficult. I mean,
once you even have something else to say apart from saying that we are doing the right thing, then it means we have a problem. That means we have a huge problem. That's how I see things. So sometimes people label me as a perfectionist or something. Like, they try to think like, I want things to be perfect. I only want square pegs fitted in square holes.
Not the other way around.
And round holes fitted in round holes. That's all. Is that so difficult to ask for?
No. It's asking for the bare minimum. Yeah.
It looks like it's the most difficult thing around. Only ask him for the right things to be done. Take care.
I know we will have enough room. I don't think we'll have enough room on this show to delve into all our issues.
Yeah.
Like you said, we should all at least do our bit.
That's what I'm saying. The will.
Do your bit.
We all need to start to have the will. The will to do the right thing. So if you have an opportunity, if you have an expertise, you think, don't say, it's because is this, no, I'm not going to, you understand? You have all those kind of little animosity here and there.
Of course.
You know what I mean? So, it's all up to us.
Exactly, all up to us. And it's all up to us to make sure that when the album comes out, you know, new single is dropping in August.
Yeah, new single is dropping in August, of course.
You have a title and everything.
Yes. Yes.
Can we have the exclusive?
Okay, we're going to drop a song called Afraid to Lose You.
Afraid to Lose You.
Yeah.
And that goes out
it's
to
a song. It goes out to myself.
Oh, okay.
It's a song I wrote out of a space where I thought I was losing myself. And how scared I was if I woke up one day and I'd lost myself.
And what do you break it down a little bit for us?
So it's like this beautiful gift God gave me, mm-hmm. and everything life has thrown at me and everything I've experienced,
mm-hmm.
like then it gets me to understand what God gave me. And that's why I'm afraid to lose that.
So that's going to be touch.
That's going to be that song, I'm Afraid to Lose You. Mm-hmm. And then there's this party vibe that I want to drop alongside. I'm Afraid to Lose You is quite a slow jam, but it's like classy, produced by Kwame Eboah.
Oh, hold on a second, my brother. Hey!
Produced by the legend
Kwame Eboah.
That's right.
On the strings.
That's right.
I mean, he's you know, the very familiar face in the UK anyway.
That's right.
You know.
That's right. Yeah.
I saw him at one of the palace events. I forgot which one exactly.
With Craig David. Yeah.
That was so beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
So I would have loved to be there for the recording process. You know, I was Kwame like, I find him like, he's such a legend, man.
The vibe? He's such a down to earth.
Yeah, Kwame Fati told me. Yeah,
that, he's such a down to earth person. He's such a blessing to our country.
Oh yes,
I should say.
Absolutely.
You know, we actually have not. You know,
tapped into
what he can
do. No, at all. Enough. So that's why I'm even excited that you're doing that.
Yeah, you know? We have not. Yeah. And I am blessed to be part of, you know, I mean, everything he does, and he makes time to actually work for me. Stay aboard, God bless you. You know, apart from his heavy schedule, as I speak to you, he's in UK right now. Yesterday, he was at a gig, you know. And
you keep in touch, which is beautiful.
Of course.
So how was the creation like, you know? How long did it take? Because I know he's a perfectionist, you know, with his
approach. Yeah, and well, he's a genius.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and
absolutely.
What it is there's nothing wrong with perfection.
No, at all.
Yes.
You
know,
you want to make sure it comes out right.
That's right.
That's all.
And not too much. His energy actually pushes me to my very best. And that's what I'm grateful for. His energy is quite fantastic.
Oh, yeah. He looks like a shining star already.
Yeah, he's quite fantastic with, you know, gets me to actually...
What's one advice that you can share that he gave you?
You know, I'm still bad at it, but I'm still trying. Time.
To be on time?
Yeah.
Oh. We all struggle. Forget Ganamanta.
I'm still bad at it, to be very honest.
To be punctual, yeah.
To be punctual. But it's one thing I was worse.
Mm.
So it's good and bad now.
Okay. So it's only getting better, but you know, every time if you're doing something, there's always one person that comes to mind, you know. It's you think of one person that you don't want to disappoint, you
that's
know.
It.
It's like that's so anytime that you're being late, you think of
right.
Kwame.
Yes, I think of Kwame. Oh my God, Kwame is gonna say I'm late. Oh my God.
Kwame won't be happy. But I'm sure you recorded more than one.
Sure
you recorded.
Kwame recorded six tracks on this album.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because it's important that I'm super excited. You know, because it's important
bro.
That the world knows, particularly from ours. You know, I'm not saying that he's Ghanaian, so we should keep
that's
him to
right.
us. No, he's an international star. But I would love to see our artists, you know, work more.
Yeah.
Particularly the younger generation.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
do
a bit more.
I'll be happy
him,
they
man.
Reach out to him and. He'll ship
six. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, six tracks, and he's my MD. He's my music director. He works on my live sets, my live performances, and all of that. So what you saw, Party in the Park, what you saw last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a music director. He worked on the set. Oh. He worked on the band, you know, our rehearsal, our everything, and he made sure.
He's added the Kwame dust on him. He sprinkled a little dust. Big up yourself,
yes,
you know, Kwame Boy.
Yes, man.
You know, senior man, like, you know, in the industry. And you know, such a cool hair to have. I would love to meet him as well, you know. That's an incredible man. You know.
You will love it.
That, if you see on TV, you know, it makes you proud, like a Ghanaian, you know.
With that feat.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. Absolutely. That's, you know. Right. Collaboration will be beautiful with bridging the gaps and
that's,
you know,
right,
bringing the older folks, you know, to the new crowd, the new crowd to the older crowd, that's, you know. Right. It's only important. So yeah, we are getting the album. You're living your best life. we can only wish you the best,
yes,
man.
I want to encourage everybody to look for self-love. It's very important. It's very important. Don't put yourself in any space that makes you feel less of yourself for any human being. You can only love yourself, or you can only love somebody if you love yourself better.
And that's coming from the Love Doctor. Yeah? It's coming from the Love Doctor.
So take care of yourself, then you can give what you are giving to yourself.
So Kwabena, where can they find you? What's your social media handle? Let them follow you.
KBKBMUZIC. That is KBKB Music. On Instagram, you go to official KBKB on Twitter, and then you go to KBKB official on Facebook.
Yeah,
and I say, baby, I will type Kwabena.
Yes,
my handle.
Pop. And make sure you stream the music as well. It's on all platforms.
Please,
Spotify, stream, Apple,
yes,
wherever.
And go to my YouTube channel as well and subscribe. And
very so important.
Anytime, I'm about loading videos of the new album, so you need to subscribe so that whenever I load a new video, you know.
But bro, good to see you, man.
To see you too, bro.
From playing football, you know. I mean, listen, that's a bucket list as well. Playing football as kids, and you know, I haven't seen you since.
I never stopped. But then I switched from football to basketball right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I like to do some basketball lately. Yeah.
Jumping and,
you know, be running around and be jumping. And so that also contributed to my shed of weight more.
Ah, you've really shed, you know.
Yeah.
Big up, George.
That's right.
But thanks for coming through,
Charlie,
man.
Thank you so much for having me, man. It's been a wonderful chat.
Absolutely. I love this one. Yeah, thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's the legend, Kwabena Kwabena. Big up Big Nash Promotions, you know. Big up Akwaba UK as well, you know, the whole entourage. Together, we can all build something together, something beautiful together. And I'm sure, even if you don't like, organic food or you don't even like exercising, today you've heard something from, and the way he looks, you know, very young and and he's still got the energy. He has energy for 4 hours of performance, you know. So if you give him half an hour on stage, that's like groundwork, easy work. But we appreciate you, bro.
Thank you so much. You've been a
leading figure, you know, with our music, you know, our high life, keeping high life alive. And not just that, you know, making sure that the love is also felt, not with artists alone, but with even your fans. We want more, you know.
More is coming.
Exactly.
More is coming. Just stay glued. Stay right here with me because more is coming.
And thank you so much, bro.
Thank you.
You know, God
thank
continue
you.
To bless you.
Thank you so
You're going to pray for us to finish, please. Yes.
Oh, let's pray, guys. Father, we give you glory. We thank you. You are the giver. We thank you for giving us life and giving us in abundance. The rest is in your hands, O Lord. Take care of it and let your will be done. Through Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.